Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Happy Friday, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of this extravaganza. So one of the FBI whistleblowers, Garrett Boyle, will be with us coming up at the top of the next hour. Later on, Judge Jeanine Pirro joins us today. She, by the way, she's one of the most fun people at Fox. So you get to know her. She's smart. She's fun. She's tough as nails and really great at what she does. This will be fun on Tuesday. We're doing an audience show at Hannity. And Linda now has gone to two shows with Mr. Wonderful. How does he like the shows?
He loves them. I mean, I think for any of us that, you know, whether, you know, even though I work for you, I mean, I watch it on TV, it's a totally different experience to be in the studio, seeing the guests, talking in between the commercials. It's really fun.
I made Linda catch a football and it was like, no, I don't know how to catch.
Oh my God.
I don't know how to catch.
It was so bad. So bad.
Okay. I basically had to walk up to you like I was playing catch with a 2-year-old and throw it, put it right in your hand.
I'm not a proud woman, okay? It wasn't my finest hour. I think a lot of people felt sorry for me, as they should have. You know, I have always said that athleticism is not my strong suit by any means.
Well, at least he was less touchy-feely this time, Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, listen, he kept his hands to himself like a good Catholic.
That's exactly the way it should be. anyway, Judge Jeanine and Ted Cruz will be in studio. We're doing an audience show this coming Tuesday. And so if you want tickets, by the way, it's at Hannity.com. They're absolutely free, and but you just have to sign up in advance. So if you want to come Tuesday, especially if you're in the New York, New Jersey area, one of these days we got to get our friend Mark Simone in. He's been really helpful in bringing people to the show. He's great.
He's the best.
We'll get him on the. He is the best. By the way, you want to talk about a character in his own right? That is Mark Simone. Mark, you ever going to leave New York, New York City? Nope. Why? I love it here. It's the greatest place on earth. I'm like, no,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, but he is truly living every day. He is a hardcore New Yorker. Every day his Instagram, he is somewhere doing something with someone. The man never stops. He's all over the city.
All right, him, Curtis Sliwa, I would agree. Now, do you think Billy, did you ever think Billy Joel would be moving to Florida? Did you ever think that?
Shocking.
Right?
Shocking.
He put he doesn't live far from me. He put his house up for sale, and he's looking to move to Florida and get out of New York. What happened to a New York state of mind? I'll tell you what happened. They're robbing him blind, and he's sick of it. And all the money he's accumulated, and he's still working. I went to one of his concerts at the Garden. He's phenomenal. I mean, he sings like he did when he was a kid. It's amazing. He puts on the best show, the most entertaining show. People have a blast at his shows. And he does them regularly at Madison Square Garden. And now he's leaving New York. Message to Hannity, get the hell out of there. But anyway, let me tell you how bad this is. So later on in the program, at the top of the next hour, we're going to have FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle, testifying about the weaponization of our own government against the people, and also the retribution that whistleblowers have been receiving, like himself, which is so sad. People that serve in our FBI and how they've been mistreated. And remember the witnesses this week, Marcus Allen, the FBI whistleblower, Garrett O'Boyle, who'll join us in a little bit, Steve Friend, who joined us on the program yesterday, Representative Kat Kamick and Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. They did a great job. And what he said is, I never swore an oath to the FBI. I swore an oath to the Constitution. And he said the smear campaign, as disgusting as it is, it's unsurprising, despite our oath to uphold the Constitution. So he's a whistleblower. He comes out. He says all of this. And to what end? That what? He now is in a position being suspended from the FBI. He can't get a job. You know, they've set up a it's not. GoFundMe. What is the other one that they set up?
Give, Send, Go. We got a Give, Send, Go. It's on Hannity.com.
Right. The guy doesn't have money to feed his family. And here's the other downside. They don't pay him. They suspend him. And then he can't go out and get another job because of other rules that they have that only allow him to make $7,500. It's insane. You know, he's pointing out these guys that are all whistleblowers, they're giving up a lot in the process to expose how corrupt and politicized and weaponized our FBI and DOJ have become. They've given up a lot. And he even said it's up to members of this committee, current, former FBI employees, and indeed all Americans, to ensure that the weaponization of our own government against the people comes to an end, no matter what the personal cost. I mean, he's doing this at a great personal price. And the guy's got three kids, for crying out loud. And the safeguards in place at the FBI are inadequate and must be reworked to protect whistleblowers and others who are inappropriately targeted. Now, we have whistleblower protection laws, but they're bypassing those laws and coming up with, you know, silly, superfluous reasons to justify what is really retribution. He says he was transferred across the country only to be suspended on day one. And the FBI's actions then forced his family to have to beg and borrow for warm coats for their kids because their family's belongings were all locked in an FBI-controlled storage facility. You know, one of the examples given in the congressional letter included an example of where a neighbor or somehow someone knew a parent that they believe was extreme. So you get to call the FBI the world's premier law enforcement, most powerful law enforcement agency in the world, he says, on a neighbor because they disagree with them. Well, that is chilling. Targeting, you know, traditional Catholics, targeting pro-life groups, targeting tiger moms like Linda that show up at these stupid school board meetings. How often do you go to those school board meetings?
I went just this past Tuesday to vote for my local school board, you know, candidates. I mean, you have to go all the time. You got to go and you got to be heard.
Right. So when you walk in, how many people say, oh, no, there she is?
I'll tell you what, there's a large constituency of people like me from all across all the sides of the aisle. We're sick
of
them.
That's not what I didn't ask you about the people that support you. How many?
I don't know.
How many people, when they see you come in, they go, oh, no, here we go again. It's going to be another Adam Schiff show.
I think that it becomes a very interesting time. That's what
it becomes very interesting. But who knows? Right. I mean, it's insane. You know,
they're videotaping, and I have no doubt they're watching. Absolutely.
So we know from the New York Post, the FBI deep six, four separate investigations into the Clinton Foundation because Hillary was running for president. Now, this is on top of the fact that she deleted with bleach bit, which means if that does not bring into account the intention to break the law or violate the subpoena, I don't know what does. The fact that I had not heard of bleach bit before Hillary Clinton, but these were subpoenaed emails, 33,000. They wiped them clean, like with a cloth. No, not like with a cloth. They wiped them with bleach bit, basically acid washing a hard drive of a computer, beat up their devices, BlackBerries and iPhones, so they, you know, or you couldn't retrieve anything from them, and remove their SIM cards. And she gets away with all that. Now we're discovering that four separate investigations into the Clinton Foundation ended because she was running for president. And the feds had been looking into claims that foreign countries and other individuals were trying to influence the Clintons through donations to their namesake nonprofit and Hillary's presidential campaign. Three of the FBI's four investigations were launched in early 2016, looking into serious and, by the way, real allegations that the Clinton Foundation had a hub of criminal activity. And now we know those federal probes originated in the field offices out of Little Rock, Arkansas. We had known that at a previous point, Washington, D.C. and New York, all of which opened audits into the charity as Hillary was in the midst of this run. And the Little Rock and New York offices were investigating a claim that an outside commercial industry likely, quote, engaged in a public official in a flow of benefits scheme, namely large monetary contributions that were made to a nonprofit under both direct and indirect control of the federal public official in exchange for favorable government action and or influence, which, by the way, is what the IRS whistleblower is claiming about Joe Biden, which is the document that now James Comer and the Oversight Committee and Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee and Senator Grassley over in the Senate has been asking for. They didn't deny they had the document. They're just not willing to turn it over. The D.C. investigation, based on allegations that the Clintons accepted millions in donations from foreign governments as well as massive Russian corporations in an attempt to influence U.S. foreign policy, dating back to Hillary's days as Secretary of State, by the way, originally outlined in Peter Schweitzer's best-selling book, Clinton Cash. And the fourth investigation looked into allegations made by a well-placed source that Hillary continued accepting those illegal donations throughout the presidential campaign. You know, it's fascinating to watch how House Democrats spent all of yesterday's hearing on the FBI, the defund, dismantle, no bail law crowd, circling the wagons around the FBI, attacking whistleblowers. I thought they love whistleblowers. I mean, like, all the roles are reversed. Democrats hate whistleblowers, and now they support law enforcement as long as it's working on behalf of the Bidens and the Clintons, because that's what happened this week. And four separate investigations ended. But anyway, so now they're circling the wagons and attacking the whistleblowers. I thought you loved whistleblowers, because if it's leading to the impeachment of Donald Trump, you're going to love them. You know, Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, vice chair of the House Equality Caucus, sought to demolish FBI whistleblower Marcus Allen for retweeting a post asserting Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th. I mean, it was the most embarrassing moment I've ever seen.
Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at Marcus A97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
that,
quote,
is not my account, ma'am.
You haven't let me finish the question,
you
sir.
Might have been the football player.
You haven't let me finish the question. And the time is mine. On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
That is, I don't, no, ma'am. That's not my account at all. I have
I'm
no
asking
idea.
Whether you agree with that statement, yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yeah. Do you think
has expired.
Staged January 6th. I just want him to answer
he'll answer,
this
he'll answer.
Question.
Yeah, he'll answer. I'm just telling you your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? Yes
I
or
don't.
No?
No.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. But is that the dumbest line of questioning you think you've ever heard in your life? I mean, is this happening in Congress? Alan's, it's not my Twitter account. It's not mine. No, that's not my account. Whoopsie daisy. But let me ask you what you think of somebody else, some anonymous person's tweet. How stupid are these people? And after she finally seems to admit it wasn't in his account, she demands to know if Alan agrees with what the anonymous person said. You have the ranking Democrats, Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett, howling, "My colleagues on the far right are on a mission to attack, discredit, and ultimately dismantle the FBI." No, they're trying to get rid of corruption in the FBI and abuse of power in the FBI and a dual system of justice, and how the FBI has been politicized and the DOJ weaponized. You know, saying they brought forth these former agents, men that lost their security clearances. They lost their security clearances because of retribution. That's why they lost their security clearances. And by the way, Plaskett worked for Comey, Ray, and Mueller. Just as a little side note, according to a little birdie that I know. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you gotta be honest. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
You know, the thing about all things MyPillow products, they just work. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and guess what? Mike Lindell, MyPillow, they have just made their pillow, MyPillow, the original, that much better with MyPillow 2.0. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but it now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you're ever going to own. You're going to love it. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, and if you buy one MyPillow 2.0, you get another one absolutely free. The MyPillow 2.0 is made with the temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the U.S. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. You can get it by calling 800-919-6090, use the promo code Hannity, or simply go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, buy one, get one free, the all-new MyPillow 2.0.
All right, so now Democrats, all of a sudden, they like law enforcement. As long as it's going after Donald Trump, investigating Trump, then they're all for it. They love whistleblowers, but only whistleblowers that speak out against Donald Trump. Ethics experts are saying Joe Biden likely committed a felony by failing to report a free vacation. This is in the New York Post. It turns out that he failed to report 3 luxury vacation stays that he accepted from a wealthy Democratic supporters, an omission that could very well be a felony, according to a former White House ethics czar. Anyway, he had 3 beach getaways at the homes of the wealthy, politically connected owners during the past year reporting period. In 2 of the examples, Biden is known not to have paid the owner. In the 3rd case, it's suspected the president did not pay. And ethics experts who led the Obama-era Office of Government Ethics, a guy by the name of Richard Painter,
the top ethics lawyer in the George W. Bush White House, says free vacation home stays need to be disclosed if the homeowner is not present. It appears they were not because of a personal hospitality exception would not apply. Whoever's preparing these forms is not focusing, and if it's intentionally left off, then you get into the criminal false statements law, and that could be a felony. What do you think is going to happen with this? I'm going to give a strong, whopping, go out on a limb guess here and say nothing. That's what happens. Whistleblower says he's willing to be homeless at the hands of the FBI and still speak out. Anyway, we'll check in with one of them at the top of the next hour. Your call's also coming up.
Standing up for what's right with America. We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Look, with crime on the rise, I needed to upgrade my firearm security. And so I started researching gun safes. I wanted to learn more than I knew. And I found a game changer. It's called SafeX, and it's by Rhino Metals. It's really revolutionary. Now, it makes standard safes and other gun safes, to be honest, completely obsolete. You can see for yourself, if you go to their website, Rhino, you spell it like the animal, R-H-I-N-O, safe.com, R-H-I-N-O-S-A-F-E.com. They show you these side-by-side pry tests. You watch those videos and then see for yourself. You'll be amazed. Look, they've got amazing exterior styling options. I personally, I like the old style. It looked like a safe from the 1800s. It's an antique industrial ironworks finish. It's just awesome. But they're so safe and so secure. They have a gun rack that swings out of the safe, gives you the best access to your firearms. Anyway, they've done an incredible job. Rhino Metals has a huge network of expert dealers all around the country. If you're a dealer and you don't carry Rhino safes, you need to carry them. Just get in contact with them, and you won't regret it. They'll be your number one selling safe. The best in the business, veteran-owned company since 1995. And if you want to check out the best safe, just check out rhinosafe.com. That's Rhino, spelled like the animal, R-H-I-N-O-S-A-F-E.com. So do I think that it's possible that Joe Biden waiting 97 days, betting that Republicans in the House would never get their act together and pass a debt ceiling increase bill? Do I think that he bet wrong? Yeah, I think he was betting the whole time because, it took a while for Speaker McCarthy to win his race. And, you know, but the Republicans were united behind principles and a plan. And so now Joe Biden has to cut his foreign trip. He's been to Japan. He was supposed to go to Australia. I forget which other countries he's now no longer going to. But so the debt limit negotiations between the aides for Biden and Kevin McCarthy were put on pause today amid an impasse over spending cuts. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the House Republicans did their job. Now, this is now Speaker McCarthy's biggest challenge. Because McCarthy got enough people to vote for his bill. They only won by two votes. And so whatever changes Joe Biden is going to, quote, demand, the same guy that said he wouldn't negotiate, the same guy that disappeared for 97 days, the same guy that is barely negotiating now, he's putting other people out there to do it for him. They're coming up last minute. Now, you know, today's the 19th. Okay, so you got 12 days left until Janet Yellen says we're going to run out. We're going to start defaulting on our debt. Okay, well, where was he that 100-day period? He was betting Republicans wouldn't get the job done. Now, the bill they passed is a really good bill. It goes back to 2022 spending levels. That's not onerous. That's not draconian. That's not burdensome. That just makes sense. And then they cap baseline budgeting increases to 1%. That also is fiscally responsible. The CBO scored it out of $4.8 trillion in savings over 10 years. They also have exceptions in there now to make us more energy independent. I mean, the fact that we have abandoned energy independence is the single dumbest thing that Joe Biden has ever done. Well, on top of open borders, you can add that to it. So anyway, McCarthy's negotiator walked out of a meeting with the White House staff saying that there was no point in continuing talking until both sides were serious about a deal, until people are willing to have a reasonable conversation about how you can actually move forward and do the right thing. Then we're not going to sit here and talk to ourselves or negotiate against ourselves, Representative Garrett Graves of Louisiana said. Then a source close to the talks has told the Washington Times that the negotiator hit an impasse on several fronts. They don't want work requirements only for able-bodied men that are receiving government benefits on welfare or caps on future spending growth. They're only capping it to 1% growth. That's not a, that is not an onerous burden when you have $31 trillion in debt. There are real differences between the parties on budget, and it's going to be hard. Now, here's the problem. Let's say they do come to some temporary agreement. All right, that's fine. Now, Kevin McCarthy's got to go back to his entire caucus and say, will you accept these concessions to get the debt ceiling done, debt ceiling bill or increase done so we don't default, so Biden doesn't default? I think the odds of that happening are probably pretty low. Because the breakdown in talks now come as Republicans and Democratic leaders under pressure to deliver this deal. Now, on Thursday, yesterday, more than 40 member Freedom Caucus, House Freedom Caucus, rightly called for a suspension of negotiations. Rather than negotiate, they said that Mr. McCarthy should be pushing for the wholesale adoption of the debt limit legislation that they already passed. This is Biden's default. If this country defaults, it'll be on Joe Biden. Joe Biden was MIA. Joe Biden said he wouldn't negotiate. Joe Biden doesn't have constitutionally the power of the press. Kevin McCarthy begged him daily for a meeting. He ignored Kevin McCarthy. And so they went out on their own, and they came up with a very responsible fiscal plan that will increase the debt ceiling so the country doesn't default. You know, if you ever look at the problem in Washington, you know, it's not that they're not taking enough of your money. They take plenty of our money. As a percent of GDP, the government's collecting taxes at a rate way above historic norms. So it's got to be spending. $31 trillion in debt. The government is spending at a rate way above what historically has been the norm. The CBO points out the government outlays totaled 25.1% of GDP in 2022 compared to pre-COVID levels of 20%. I mean, that's a 20% increase. And Biden's debunked claims that his policies have cut the federal debt. No, they have not. Facts are facts. Lies are lies. Washington, D.C. has a spending problem, not a taxing problem or a revenue problem. It's unreal. Anyway, the new debt ceiling poll shows a landslide majority of Americans back this work requirement. The Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, is dead set against it. But Axios points out that nearly two-thirds of Americans, including half of Democrats, want work requirements for Medicaid and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, which House Republicans want in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. You know, it shouldn't be free money. If you're an able-bodied man or woman, you should be able to get out and work and participate. And that will also similarly incentivize people to go out and get a job. It's better off working for yourself. And the pride and the self-esteem, it's incalculable in terms of your own mental health. New AP poll shows that the American public overwhelmingly support the position taken by House Republicans in the debt ceiling debate. New poll, AP, shows clearly a majority, 63%, say they think the negotiation should be coupled with terms to reduce the budget deficit. That's what the Republicans did, as I've been telling you. You look at leading economic indicators, they've now tumbled for the 13th straight month in a row. I know that Democrats want to tell you that, oh, things are great. They're not great. The housing market's not great. Inflation's not great. And the bad economic news, the hits just keep coming. Tax collections are down in blue states across America. Look at New York State alone. personal income tax collections plunged by a whopping 49% from April 2022 to April 2023. Well, one of the reasons is people are getting their ass out of New York. They don't want to be here. I can't blame them because they're robbing everybody blind. You know, former Governor Cuomo said, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. Yeah, and then guess what? We tax them and then they leave. They don't care anymore.
Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. We did. Now, God forbid the rich leave.
Well, they're leaving. You have one energy watchdog group warning that two-thirds of North America could face blackouts this summer because of this insane climate alarmist religious cult. Anyway, they're saying this war on energy now is having a devastating impact on our power grid. More than two-thirds of North America could see electrical outages when temperatures spike this coming summer because utilities in many areas do not have sufficient reserve generation capacity to meet the surges in demand. This is every one of these problems that we have, from our border to the high cost of energy to inflation, everything that's impacting, you know, high interest rates, all of it was all preventable. If this guy would have come into office and not changed a thing and just slept through his presidency up to this point, we'd be in a lot better shape. One major U.S. power source facing extinction thanks to red tape, calling for reform. The nation's top hydropower trade group and energy developers are now raising the alarm on the regulatory process facing new and existing projects, warning of a reliable source of electricity for millions at risk. Hydropower, it supplies nearly 80,000 megawatts of our nation's power, 6.2% of the total used in the U.S. Anyway, utility scale electricity and 28.7% of the total utility scale renewable electricity, according to federal data. It remains a key part of the nation's growing power grid, but stakeholders now are arguing it's facing regulatory hurdles far greater than those faced by other carbon-free sources of electricity. Guess what? They're not going to be able to keep going. Zero hedge today. The large percentage of the American consumers are now facing financial hardship as they grappled with elevated living costs, Biden inflation, record high credit card use. You know, by the way, credit card, you know, interest rates, if you take a look at them, yeah, they're massive. Can't afford it. If you can't live paycheck to paycheck and you tap it into your pension or tap it into your credit card, like so many Americans are, we're in trouble. Paying that money back is not going to be easy. As many as 89.1 million American adults were bound to experience some form of difficulty covering their expenses between April 26th and May 8th, according to Bloomberg, citing new data from the Household Pulse Survey. That's up from 34% in 2022 and 26.7% in the same period in 2021. It's almost double. The Keystone Pipeline owner gives Biden's energy agenda reality check. We would be taking in a 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil a day. Every single problem we have was preventable. Every one of them. House Republicans now launching an investigation into the terrorism threat at the southern border. You think it's time? Look, with all of the people on the terror watch list that they caught, it's simple math. If you extrapolate out the percentage of gotaways versus the percentage of people that have been caught and then allowed into the country illegally, and you say, okay, well, we have hundreds of people on the terror watch list that we've caught since Joe Biden has been president. Just extrapolate out, and I would argue the number's likely higher because if they're coming in here and they know they might be on a watch list, they're probably going to try and come in at a point of entry where nobody notices them. I mean, terrorists can be evil. And grotesquely so, with nefarious plans to destroy America, and then they're plotting and planning and scheming. How much do you want to bet one day, and I pray to God I'm wrong, that we're going to wake up and there's going to be some terror attack in this country, and we're going to find out they came through the Joe Biden's porous open southern borders? How much you want to bet that's going to happen? Now, I hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong. Anyway, there's reports now. Tim Scott announced that he's running for president today. The senator from South Carolina. We'll try and get him on the show sometime next week. And also it is reported that Ron DeSantis is set to launch a 2024 presidential bid next week. I wasn't sure completely that he was committed to doing it, but I guess based on reports today, it looks like he's going to. And it's going to, the whole thing's going to be interesting to watch. Now, this may sound naive on my part. Do I wish they weren't at each other's throats from the get-go, from the opening salvo? Yeah, I think it would be better for Republicans if at least for a while they play nice, but I'm also realistic. I've been doing this for 35 years, and at some point during a primary, the stakes get high. And once those stakes get high, those gloves come off, and it's a bare-fisted brawl. But this one seems to be, especially between Trump and DeSantis, to start out as a bare-fisted brawl. And I don't think there's anything that anyone can say or do that's going to stop that from happening. But we'll see what happens next week. We'll be here, obviously, covering this. Although next week's Memorial Day weekend. Not sure there's going to be many people around. You know, I'm not sure if that's the best week to make the announcement. Listen, I want to remind you about our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. When a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, all right, who's there for them and their families that are left behind? Who's helping our homeless vets and our nation never to forget 9/11/01? Well, that's what they do at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the foundations in the line of duty programs are comprised of Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, Veteran Homelessness Programs, all of which are dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's motto, Never Forget Programs, engage people in 9/11 remembrance all across the country. They've got over 80 runs, walks, climbs every year, dozens of golf outings, barbecues. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute, educating kids from K through 12th grade to help our nation to keep its vow to never forget. Anyway, more than 95 cents out of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to these programs. So they're asking all of us, join us here at Team Hannity. We're all committed. $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
More Hannity,
less big government.
He's your watchdog on Washington.
Hannity is on.
Anyway, in the note, the House Republicans now launched a probe today into the soaring number of terrorism suspects who have been detected trying to sneak into the U.S. Biden says it's a clear national security risk. Well, why don't you close the border and stop lying to us and say, oh, the border's secure? No, it's not secure. It's not been. There is finally, they've seemed to have heard us. Legislation introduced in the House that would bar individuals associated with the Chinese Communist Party or other foreign adversaries from buying or leasing U.S. farmland. The Communist Chinese have been buying all this farmland, all this ranch land, often near military installations. Would China ever allow American nationals to go over to China and buy their farmland, their ranch land? No. Buy land near their military installations? I don't think so. Now, they're only including Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia. It makes no sense to me. None. But nothing that is going on in this country right now is making a whole lot of sense. All right, when we come back, one of the whistleblowers, Garrett O'Boyle, and Judge Jeanine Pirro, coming up straight ahead this Friday.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.